welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me. How the jab kills and harms the body, and this is the truth. The truth that they don't want to give you. If you want to know exactly what the vaccine is doing to people, then you need to watch this video. If your attitude is ignorance is bliss, then you don't want to watch this video, and you can stay ignorant of the truth. Although I would say that being ignorant on the vaccine is extremely dangerous, so I don't think it's bliss, and I don't think a lot of people who are ignorant that had family members that did not understand what the vaccine could do to them, I don't think that's bliss. But it's up to people's choice. But this is the truth. This is what they've been hiding from you. This is what is truly happening, and they don't want you to know, because it is one of the biggest atrocities to humanity of all time. And they're not going to ever want anyone to ever know. But we are exposing it. It's slow because people don't want to know the truth. They want to be ignorant because then they have to deal with it. And a lot of people don't want to deal with this. But I'm asking you to be strong and to go through this, even if you've been vaccinated, especially if you've been vaccinated, you need to know this. Remember, if you've been vaccinated once, it's not as bad as being vaccinated twice. And if you've been vaccinated three times, it gets even worse. These are not my opinions. The stats have been shown over and over again. If you don't believe me on that, if you think it's just my opinion, go to thenewamerican.com, go to the video section, and go to the Ben Armstrong Show and look at all my past shows. You can just look at the headlines. You'll think that they're conspiracy theories if you haven't been paying attention. They're all backed up with facts. So click any one of those shows that you think is a conspiracy theory, and you will be shown the truth that that title that sounds like a conspiracy theory to you is not a conspiracy theory. Just like this title might have sounded like a conspiracy theory to you, but I'm glad you decided to watch, because you're going to be more informed than you ever have if you've never seen any of my videos before. This is the truth. Let me get going with Dr. Pierre Corey, who is being interviewed by Veronica Karolinko of The New American. And she does a fantastic job. Let's just jump right into it. And I want you to know that this show will build. The information is going to build and build as the show goes. So strap yourself in. And if it starts out slow to you, don't worry. It's going to keep building. Pay attention. Important stuff here. Let's go.
The real sadness before we go into what this syndrome is the one thing that our protocol does not address, and I hesitate to say this in such a morbid fashion, but it does not address those who are already dead. You know, all this rash of sudden cardiac arrest, the reports from Israel from their ambulance services, right? The huge explosion in calls, all the footballers around the world, young, healthy men collapsing on the field in cardiac arrest. And I don't want to go into all the cover-ups of it, the suppression, what I call the editorial mafia of the journals, right? Everyone's working in concert to sort of promote what's called a noble lie, right? It's where they want to protect the population from information that will hurt them, right? They're trying to argue against vaccine hesitancy. And they've gone to incredible lengths to do that. And one of the things is suppressing information around severe adverse events and deaths associated with these vaccines. And so when you ask like how common it is, we're in a historic time where data, public health data, is being withheld, not given attention to. The media, with you as one of the exceptions, are not asking the tough questions. And so it's a scary time. So I think we just know the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people vaccine injured, right? You know, I have a practice devoted to treating the vaccine injured and the long haulers. Now, if you go to the second part of your question, which is, you know, what is post-vaccine syndrome? Well, we see generally what I would say is this. It is someone who falls ill, temporally associated with the vaccine. Most of the time, you have some who have acute reactions And then it goes into a prolonged illness. Some get the vaccine, and within a week to 2 weeks, they start noticing odd symptoms. But the vast majority who come to see me have number of organ system complaints. And I would say chief among them, number one, is an indescribable fatigue that they've never experienced before. Many of these patients were healthy, fully working adults. Some of them are so disturbed by this because they said, I took care of myself. I ate well, I exercised, and now I can't do anything.
Let me pause it there, because if you're new to this, you might not understand how there are two ways in which this could be happening. And I know from my job, this is what I do for a living, and I look into all of this stuff, and I have been filled with so much information, way more than the average person, so I can let you know that I already know, and I'll back this up later with other information later on, the two ways that could cause this chronic fatigue. And remember, this is the mild stuff. We're not even dealing with the people that have already died and what has happened there. But chronic fatigue, if you're suffering from it, that ain't mild to you, just so you know. This is life debilitating if it's sticking around like it seems to be. Anyways, what could be causing that? The lipid nanoparticles could be causing that. What is a lipid nanoparticle? If you've never seen one of my videos before, you might not know. That is the fatty casing that they put the spike protein in. The reason why they have to put it in a casing is because your body naturally will reject the mRNA technology in the spike protein and will kill it off. God designed your body to say, no, this is not good for me. Yet they got around what God wants and encased it with lipid nanoparticle casing, a fatty casing, to disguise it, to get it past your immune system. So understand that your body that God designed naturally knows this is not good, what they're trying to do to your body. Would kill it, and they had to trick it. But the problem with the lipid nanoparticles is they're so small that they don't stay in the muscle. Like they lied, they said they did, but their own documents show they don't stay in the muscle. They go into the bloodstream. Then it goes to your heart. Then your heart pumps it to all your organs. This is where the hepatitis is coming from, the brand new hepatitis with the babies who were breastfed by double vax mothers. They get the lipid nanoparticles are going to their liver, the little babies are, through the breast milk. And then their T cells are attacking the liver, causing inflammation, which is causing hepatitis, which can cause the liver to actually fail, and they need liver transplants, some of these babies. It's horrible. This is all from the vaccine and the lipid nanoparticles. Plus, it can get past the brain barrier because they're so small that they float around, and they can affect every single organ. This is not my opinion. This has been backed up over and over again. This is factual. And even Pfizer documents admit that this is true. So you need to know that. The second way this could be happening, the chronic fatigue, because it could be one or the other, I don't know which, and I don't think doctors know yet, could be the micro blood clotting. We know that the vaccine causes blood clots. They admit this too, the pharmaceutical companies. But you could have massive micro blood clotting. And of course, if your blood is filled with micro blood clotting, that would give you fatigue as well. All right, let's continue on with the doctor. Take a listen.
You know, their relationships are somewhat destroyed, right? Their spouses, their partners, they don't recognize the person that they were with because they just can't function the way. So one is fatigue. The other one is related, which is what I call post-exertional malaise, which is just when they exert themselves, they feel worse. And so a lot of them are in this cycle where they'll have a couple of days where they feel better. They go out to do something, and then they're in bed for 3 days. And there's a lot of overlap with chronic fatigue syndrome. And it's well known that chronic fatigue syndrome or myalgic encephalitis is associated with viral infections. So this is not a new phenomenon. It's largely been ignored to date from the medical system. So like chronic fatigue and what's called myalgic encephalitis, it's been a diagnosis that the health system has not very well recognized.
Then he goes on to explain way more, but and he talks about and gets into more severe stuff because that actually is more of the mild stuff, but it's more common, the chronic fatigue syndrome, than some of the severe stuff. But the severe stuff is pretty common too, sadly. And he said it would take him 20 minutes to go through each stuff. So I'm going to jump ahead and pick it up a little further in the video. If you want to see this whole video, go to thenewamerican.com and you can watch it. It's titled Dr. Pierre Corey, New Protocol for Vax Injured. If you want to see everything that he says, because I can't bring you it all, because I got a whole bunch this show's going to build to bring you. Trust me, it's going to get overwhelming with information. Here's more.
And here's one really important thing you have to understand about post-vaccine patients is so many of their traditional tests are normal. They get EKGs. They look okay. They get EEGs. There's no, you know, abnormal electrical activity on the surface of the brain. They get EMGs where they're looking for nerve conduction in the muscles. They're normal. They get things that looking for inflammatory markers. They're normal. And yet these patients are suffering from any number of different disturbed mechanisms. So one is persistent inflammation. We think that the monocytes or macrophages are activated. The other is we think the spike protein itself, when it's broken down in the body by what are called elastases, they form these kind of amyloid fibrils, which causes microclotting. And so it affects the circulation. So we see clotting, inflammation. We know that the spike protein induces enormous amounts of autoimmunity. So in these specialized centers that are doing these extended panels of autoantibodies, many of the autoantibodies attack things like receptors at nerve junctions, receptors that control the heart rate and blood pressure. And so we know some of this is just this autoimmune response.
I'm going to end it there and move on because I got so much to bring you. But the autoimmune response, this is something that they knew was going to happen to people. So don't think that this is accidental, folks. It's not. The animal studies proved that 100% of the animals died. This is not a joke. In their initial studies for this vaccine, they eventually died. For mRNA technology, I forget which year this was, but we reported this before the vaccine, I think, even came out, that the animal studies were showing that their immune systems would be damaged. And then they would introduce a new virus later on to these same animals, and they would die of this new virus. And we said, this vaccine could maybe damage your immune system. This is before it even came out and people were getting it. We were telling people this, and it could damage your immune system according to the animal studies. So we were warning people, don't get this. We don't know what's in it. And the animal studies are saying it's very dangerous. The animal studies are saying it's going to destroy people's immune systems. Now we know for a fact it has actually done that. It did exactly what it was doing to the animals. If someone gets three jabs, their immune system is really, really compromised. And what's happening is then when a new sickness comes, or if you're susceptible to cancer or something else, your cancer is going to flare up or some other sickness is going to come and hit you because your T cells and everything in your immune system is compromised. On top of your immune system in the autoimmune deficiency attacks your own organs. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. Causing the inflammation. This is where the new hepatitis is coming from. The babies drinking from the breast milk, getting the inflammation in the liver, causing the hepatitis and they're needing liver transplants. All of this is factual. All of this is true. Let me go to an article, though, for more of the severe stuff. I told you this show is going to build. Now it's going to build even more. This is from the American Thinker. I want you to really take a listen to this. This is really important. This article is How the COVID Vaccines Kill. Take a listen.
How the COVID Vaccines Kill by Joseph Shepard. With each passing day, the news connected to the COVID shots grows worse. That the injections don't prevent COVID or even its spread has been known for months, and post-injection problems encompass almost everything that can go wrong with a body. Not a single organ, not a single bodily function, is unharmed after one of these shots, said Arne Burkhardt, a professor of forensics at Reutlingen's Pathological Institute. So little has been written about why side effects such as myocarditis have popped up that one can't help but wonder, does anybody understand how these shots work? In the space below, let's pick three of the harshest complications and explore how COVID shots could be driving the mechanics of each. 1. Myocarditis.
Let me pause it there. Myocarditis is no joke, folks. I want you to understand that myocarditis is the scarring of the heart, in case you don't know. And it is permanent damage. Your heart cannot heal itself. If you get myocarditis, you're going to lose years off your life. If you're older, it's going to affect you at some point. It's always severe. There is no such thing as mild myocarditis. It might be that you get, depending on how much scarring you get, of the heart, depending on how much, depends when you will drop dead. That we haven't seen the amount of people dropping dead from myocarditis yet, but that's going to continue, and depending on the severity, for years and years to come. This is very, very awful side effect. They're going to explain more in the article. Take a listen.
The pale yellow fluid of the Pfizer or Moderna vial contains billions of microscopic fat globs called lipid nanoparticles. Each is an incredibly tiny envelope used to conceal the novel drug, messenger RNA. Once injected, the combination of nanoparticles and mRNA becomes a well-camouflaged predator. According to Pfizer's own data, less than half the nanoparticles stay in the arm where they were injected. Most slip through tiny cracks in muscle tissue and enter the bloodstream. Venous blood speeds them to the heart, which pumps and disperses them to the entire body. Depending on the level of exercise, from 5 to 25% of these particles wind up in coronary circulation. Why is this important? Consider the rather large number of nanoparticles that must slip into human heart tissue, 50 to 250 million out of each billion that enter the veins of the arm. Coronary circulation branches into microscopic capillaries that rush nutrients to heart muscle cells. And since the nanoparticles designed by Pfizer and Moderna masquerade as triglycerides, heart muscle cells are apt to snatch them out of circulation as food. Now imagine the shock for any heart-charging heart cell that engulfs one of these particles. Expecting a meal, the cell unwraps the envelope, and voila! Freshly unveiled messenger RNA seizes the cell's protein-generating apparatus, forcing out a known toxin, the coveted spike protein.
Folks, this is horrible because, remember, they have to trick your immune system with these encasings, these nanoparticles. But they want the cell to go and attach to it, thinking it's food, so it can overtake the cell and change the cell to something that produces the spike protein. And remember what the spike protein is. That is something that was created most likely in a bioweapons lab. Just so you know. Oh, that's just a little known scary thing. On top of that, it's destroying your immune system and destroying cells and tricking them into this. A little bit more on the myocarditis.
Very soon, with urgent biochemical signals, the afflicted cell telegraphs news of its hijacking to the immune system, which will marshal what it takes to destroy the cell. An immune-mediated attack on heart muscle cells is, of course, the very essence of myocarditis. Foreign RNA takes control of a cell's protein production, transforming these cells into enemies of the body, and the immune system converts them into useless scar tissue. The process is irreversible, as heart muscle cells do not regenerate. According to CDC, myocarditis from COVID jabs is rare and mild, but where is the evidence for this proclamation? Pfizer's data shows every shot at least in part entering the bloodstream, so CDC has interesting notions about the word rare. Clinical myocarditis is never mild. A phenomenon that kills thousands of heart muscle cells is better classified as serious or severe. And even if the subject doesn't die right away, how is that person not permanently injured? And how is the process not cumulative with each subsequent jab? Given that about 40% of CDC income comes from vaccine patents and products, how can we be assured these experts are not selfing?
Self-serving. They are. Folks, there's more into this article. There'll be a link below this video so you can read the rest, because it goes through two other major things and explains it. But I really don't have time. I wish I could give you all of it, but I can't, because I want to get to one more cut. You got to understand that none of this was by accident, folks. They knew from the animal trials that your immune system could be compromised. They saw it in the animals, and the animals died. And yet they still went forward. Remember that always. So that proves it was never an accident, and this is not a surprise to them. They're going to act like, we didn't know. We don't know that. We didn't know these side effects. They knew exactly what the side effects were. So ask yourself, if they knew and the animal studies showed what's happening to humans happened to the animals, and they knew it, how can it be an accident? It can't be. But let me give you a little bit of Dr. Peter McCullough from Steve Bannon's War Room. Take a listen to this.
It's been said that there's no greater loss of freedom than to put a man or a woman in a prison block, that they have lost all their freedoms. They have a life sentence. I can think of one more. How about shove a pill down their throat? How about jab a needle in their arm? Or make them beg. Make them beg to keep their job or otherwise take this needle. Think about that. That's the greatest loss of a fundamental right, is losing your personal autonomy. And the title of the book is The Bodies of Others. Individuals are now making decisions about the bodies of others. And importantly, our most vulnerable, our children, our disabled, are people who can't make the decisions for themselves. It's happening. It's happening. And there is a small nucleus of people worldwide who from the beginning understood something was wrong. They knew it from the beginning. They instinctually knew it didn't make sense. It did not add up from the very beginning. My co-author, John Leake, uses the term implausibilities. There were implausibilities that were presented that the virus, as we knew it at the time, SARS-CoV-2, was unassailable. Nothing could be used to treat it. No one could propose a treatment. In fact, any potential treatments, and Peter Navarro will tell you this, were actually stockpiled.
It's true. And folks, you have to ask yourself, they stopped the treatments for anything other than the vaccine. They demand that you get the vaccine and try to mandate it. Why? When most people already had natural immunity from getting it. And it doesn't even affect children, like, in a dangerous way at all. The worst they could possibly get is a cold. So why would they need a vaccine? Why would they even want to mandate it? Why? If there wasn't a nefarious reason. Remember, they believe the world is overpopulated. They've said it a million times, the globalists have, if you're saying, who's they? The globalists, which include Republicans and Democrats, who believe in climate change and believe that the world has too much carbon dioxide and the less humans, the better it is for the planet. They've admitted this. Folks, they're also known liars. And they made billions and billions of dollars off of this. But if you want to blindly trust them, that's your choice. But it's foolish. I've just given you the truth. Accept the truth or reject it. Your choice. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.